on FM 94.9.
Well, it's not that often we get to have, you know, 2 days of street scene, and then one of the artists come in, played street scene, and hang out with us. Fran Ten is here from West Indian Girl. You have co-hosted and hung out before on Big Sonic Chill, but this is the first time doing the coup d'etat, yes?
First time coup d'etat.
We are super stoked that you're here. You played, what time was it yesterday? I know I was in the trailer and I could hear, but not see.
We played at, I think, 6:35.
6:35.
Exactly.
Did you have fun at street scene?
Had a great time.
Did you see any bands that, besides West Indian Girl that you're in, did you see any bands that you loved?
That I loved?
Yeah. Okay, how band you... Let's start with the band you hated.
Wait, do we have enough time? No, we don't have enough time for that.
Who did you love?
I liked... I actually didn't even get out from behind the stage until about 8:30 because I'm responsible for loading all the gear and making sure my interns get it all packed up and drove out. So I only caught Dead Weather, which was cool, and then I caught some of Thievery Corporation, which is cool. And then at that point, I was just too tired and
packed up and said,
"Yep,
gonna go get some."
I've already seen MIA at other festivals, so
right,
it was time to go. And we had played Outside Lands the day before.
How was Outside Lands? Who did you see up there?
Outside Lands was awesome. It was by far, probably, well, it was just the best festival we've ever played. I think it was just. It was in Golden Gate Park. Everything was, it was beautifully run, organized. It was just so much fun to be at.
What about weather-wise? Was it as...
Weather-wise was nice.
It wasn't 99 degrees like it was
pretty
yesterday.
Hot, right, you know, when we got there. And, you know, there was one moment when it was really uncomfortable. It's that porta-potty moment when you're dressed in all black at noon. You come out of there and you are just dripping wet.
Right.
But other than that, it just cooled
down.
Not bad. And it was great.
It's not bad. All right, so first I got to ask you, are you, because you're Fran Ten, are you any relation to John 5?
No, nor Nikki 6.
Really? No. I was just trying to figure that out the other day because I thought maybe John 5 and you, like maybe he's like a half-brother or something. And I thought, is Ten your real last name or is it your stage name?
It is really been my real last name for a few years now.
Well, oh, come on. So what is it? I shouldn't ask you what it really is, but what is it really?
No, it is. It's actually, my real name is Francis Ten.
No, we know that, but yeah. Fran Ten, John 5, but, you know, and Nikki 6, but is there anybody we're missing here?
No. I think we're all set.
Oh, John 3:16. I see that guy at the baseball games all the time. All right, you've picked a bunch of songs. Let's start off with this one. Why did you pick Bill Withers?
Why? Because Robert James, who's been sort of my musical collaborator and partner in West Indian Girl, always plays this song in the studio whenever we're setting up for recording or just hanging out. It just seems like...
He plays the CD of it? Yeah, he just plays the CD. Okay.
And that's how I was introduced to the song, and that's how I know who Bill Withers is, and that's... I just love this groove, and you're right, I love this riff. And
this riff is genius.
Yep, and you called it when I said, yep, Bill Withers, you're like, use me? I'm like, yep, that's it.
It's one of those sexy riffs that you can't substitute.
Deny it.
All right, it's FM 94.9, the coup d'etat. Fran Ten from West Indian Girl is here.
My friend, yes, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me he, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me, that I ought not to let you just walk on me. care, but when I talk was true. I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high-class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh, baby, 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 when you love me, I can't get enough. Getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you, people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you.
Yeah. reveal the truth might alter your mind or open your eyes. I know you've made up your mind, but don't say.
Back in the day when click tracks were actually something completely different than they are nowadays. It's FM 94.9. The coup d'etat is in effect. Fran Tent from West Indian Girl is playing the songs. Big shocker on that one. I would have never thought you would have pulled that one out of your hat or whatever you're pulling it out of.
Well,
get a little bit, here, swing that microphone over a little bit this way. Tell me, I mean, you were telling the story off the air, but relay that story again. First of all, say what band it is.
The band is called Classics Nouveau. And that was a big shocker because I actually had left my laptop in the van that the interns took back to L.A. last night. So I'm with my friend Josh and Brandon today at lunch, and I'm like, you have a laptop? And I'm going through his library, and I'm like, oh, my God, you have Classics Nouveau, the song Guilty on there. And I hadn't heard that since I was a little kid. My sister was dating this guy. I think he was more like some new wave, like, guy.
New like, romantic, they called it back then.
And I remember he showed me this album cover, and I was like, whoa, bald, like this bald lead singer. And I remember listening to it, and I always remember that song, and I always loved it. And then, you know, you see it like, God, like how many years later, and you had to put it on. But you know what, Halloran? You knew it in like five seconds.
That's I knew in 5 seconds because of that riff, and it was the way everybody had to dance to those songs.
No one knows who this band is. That's what's so funny.
Well, I used to play them. I was going to tell you off the air, but that band and this band called the Rent Boys came out at the same time, and then this band from Birmingham, England came out called Duran Duran. They were all lumped in the same category, and Duran Duran was the only band out of the New Romantic era that transcended all that stuff because, you know, when their first album, they were all looking like Coldplay looks now. Coldplay basically adopted that whole new romantic look for that last album. They had those, you know, funky jackets on with those stripes on it and stuff. But I remember going to a club in London back when this thing first started, and everybody would iron their hair. I mean, these girls would have these immaculate hairdos, and they would be sticking out like 7 feet in the air because they were ironing them in these really weird things in This young lady came up to me. She managed one of these bands, and she said, oh, I want to give you our new 7-inch or whatever it was at the time. And she leaned over the table to give it to me. And the candle that was on the table, because everything was candles back in the New Romantic era, the candle caught just the little tip of the edge of her ironed hair, which was about 4 feet away from her head at that point. And the whole thing just went and just caught fire. And for like the next 45 minutes, I had just the smell of burning hair and whatever hairspray she had in my nose. And it was a very weird thing, but it was because of that band. I think I went to see her other band that she managed, but it wasn't, you know, Classics Nouveau.
I forgot the Jarums. I should bring them next.
Yes, you got to get some Jarums and some clove cigarettes and the original. But it's funny because like it was the original emo. It was like primo.
Yeah,
it was like P-R-E primo. Emo
preemie
because they were very very into you know.
Well, there's a lot of bands that sort of start it and then don't sort of, like, what you said about Duran Duran, get it. I think Japan was one of those bands, though, that sort of,
yes.
I feel like they never really got their...
Right. They got lumped into that because they always wore the makeup thing. But they were trying to be more like Roxy Music than anybody else, in my opinion. So that's amazing you played. So Classics Nouveau, before that you played The Clash, which is, you know, only a couple, 3 years before, I think, that Classics Nouveau song came out.
Yeah.
The Hammersmith Palais song.
Yeah.
Why did you pick that one?
You know, that's one of my favorite Clash songs, and... Well, The Clash is probably my favorite band. Just because, and I was having this conversation late last night when we were drinking at like 5 in the morning. We were going through bands.
This is, you're going through the laptop trying to pick out.
No. This is, we were just talking about bands.
Right.
We were at the hotel room and talking about. The reason why I think The Clash are one of the best bands is because they, from album to album, they change sounds. And they kept evolving, and I think that's what makes a good band. It wasn't, yeah, it was The Clash, but they kept moving and they kept changing, but it always still stayed, you know, it was a Clash. But that's what I liked about it. Maybe
right.
until, you know,
Cut the Crap. I think,
yeah,
that was
exactly.
It. That was the album.
That was when it's just stopped. But
let's go. They weren't the team anymore at that point because
Big Audio Dynamite.
Big Audio Dynamite split off and then Cut the Crap started.
But I've always liked the vibe of the song.
And the first track, the Bill Withers "Use Me" thing, as we, you know, we talked, that was like 60 something, early 70s. I can't remember when that came out, but that was one of the most monumental riffs of the era.
Yeah, and
James pointed out that was used in Anchorman.
You know, and I like it when I am exposed to music. It's always fun when I hear something, I'm like, whoa, what is that? Sounds great, and then you just become a fan, and that's kind of happened pretty organically.
Because of your teammate in the band.
Yep.
All right, let me do a quick break. Fran 10 from West Indian Girl. West Indian Girl played yesterday at Street Scene and played, 6:30 to, what is it, 45 minute set?
Yep.
Is it? 45 minute set?
40 minute set, yeah.
All right, beautiful. And let me do a quick break. We'll be back in a few moments. It's FM 94.9.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Bobbleheads, tropical air freshener, an antique chandelier. You've got it all covered in tinsel and Mardi Gras beads.
A Kempton Road.
When it comes to interior design, you don't trust anything that can't be plugged into a cigarette lighter.
Can I use a toaster?
No matter where they're going, your passengers always ask the same question. Is this a taxicab or a Turkish bazaar?
How much for the candelabra?
So take a day off and crack open an ice cold Bud Light night of the knick-knack. Because only you can proudly say, yes, I do have junk in my trunk.
Mr. Taxicab, what it says?
Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Performance once was about being responsive. But performance now is also about being responsible. As in driving a remarkably fuel-efficient BMW. Hurry into the BMW Greener Days sales event, where being green is exhilarating, with models that get up to 36 miles per gallon. And with savings like a $4,500 eco-credit on the purchase of an advanced diesel model and other limited-time offers, you'll save some of your own green as well. Test drive any of the BMW lineup, knowing they're part of the most fuel-efficient luxury fleet in America, and come with an unmatched, no-cost maintenance plan that can save you thousands. But when it comes to the environment and this special event, time is precious. So come in today. Most fuel-efficient fleet based on highway mileage EPA comparisons. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now, through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i for $329 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to sdcountybmw.com/finance for details.
If they made a feel-good movie about you tackling your finances and really getting on top of your savings, what scenes would they use to show how you got there? Chances are there'd be no rooftop pirouettes or pole-vaulting past watchtowers. That's because with Wells Fargo online budgeting tools, you can save money automatically. So when you're ready to take some of the drama out of your savings, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come in today and we'll take a look at your financial picture to help you figure out how to achieve your savings goals. With a Wells Fargo checking account, you get all sorts of online tools to help you save. My Spending Report with Budget Watch helps you organize your finances. And with My Savings Plan, you can transfer money to your savings account automatically and monitor your progress toward getting what you're after. Now just set all of that to a really wicked power ballad and you've got your movie. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today and open a checking account to get free online tools that will help you save. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Can you believe it's already back to school time? This year is going to be the year that your student really excels. All their homework's going to be done on time, all exams aced. You know why? Because you're going to get award-winning Earthlink high-speed online services from Time Warner Cable. Don't slow your student down with DSL from AT&T when you can get speeds up to 6 times faster with Earthlink from Time Warner Cable. Plus, you'll get 8 free email boxes to cover the entire family. If you don't have Time Warner Cable for your TV, internet, and phone services, you're really missing out. And probably paying too much. Call 800-872-0185 today and ask how you can get Earthlink high-speed online services for as low as $36.95 a month, plus free installation. That's not an introductory rate. Time Warner Cable also lets you build your own bundle with fiber optic digital cable and phone service. Call 800-872-0185 to switch today and ask how you can get $100 back. Don't waste your time and money with AT&T. Get advanced fiber optic services from Time Warner Cable. Call 800-872-0185 or go to timewarnercable.com anytime.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. REI. Find out.
Visit REI in San Diego, Encinitas, and in Chula Vista at Otay Ranch Town Center. Or shop REI.com.
Innovators wanted. Go to FM949SD.com.
The radio station is FM949. The coup d'etat is in effect. Fran 10 from the band West yes. Indian Girl has joined us in town last night. Played a street scene outside Lands on Friday night, I guess it would have been. Yep. Do you guys drive? Did you drive from LA up to San Francisco, play the show, and then drive all the way down here, or do you?
No, this time we flew. The band flew, and then I had two great interns that actually.
Now, when you say interns, does this mean they're like they're doctor interns, where they're
interning under me?
Okay, they're under
the school of Francis Den.
Okay, and how does that work? You say you guys drive the van. Is it guys?
Yep, two guys are 19 and 20, and Dino and Steve, and they are, you know what, they're hardworking guys, and they, I mean, think about it, if you were 19, and as people are saying, like, well, why did they do that? Are you kidding me? They drove up to San Francisco and then drove back down to San Diego.
Because they're 19 and 20.
Because they're 19, and it's a great experience. You have all access. I mean, if I was 19 and I had that opportunity, I would have jumped at the chance.
I would have done it if you had asked me today. If I wasn't working, I would have done it. I would have driven your stuff up
and,
there.
And you know what? And they're great because they, you know, they're smart and they learned how to set up all our gear, and it helps us. Any help that we can get.
Do they also play instruments, or they just, how did you find them? Craigslist?
One's a guitar player, one's a bass player. I found one of them from a girl that I was dating. It was her cousin, and he just came over. And I have interns that come over a lot. And you can tell in a first half hour when you have them. I get 600 emails a week or a few, and I have to go through them all. And I just usually put someone down in front of my computer, and you can figure out how smart
right.
people are in about 5 minutes. And, you know, there's a great guy, another great guy from San Diego, Dylan, who has come on and done and worked with us. Great. He'll make a great... He could do anything in the music business if he wants to, and you can. I mean, these guys are awesome, and they know it's a good experience.
Well, let me ask you this then. I get phone calls and I get emails from people all the time saying I want to break into the music business, and my first response to them is, do you want to do a radio show or do you want to break into the music business? Because the music business is still what you do. You're in the music business. I just happen to play your final product in the broadcasting business.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can go to school all day long, but the only real way to get experience is doing it. Like that's what I tell anyone that's going to, like, I'm going to school for music business. I'm like, really, you should be working for me,
right?
Because you'll learn better and you'll gain experience, real life experience, and that's how you.
Right,
you really can learn.
Do you know any other bands that that do that up in Los Angeles or anywhere else that would you know take on the youngsters of the world and help them get their foot in the door, so to speak?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think a lot of it is like, I guess, I think a lot of people would... If you're a band, you're smart to do that because nowadays you need all the help you can just to stay on top of things.
I'll tell you a quick side story. A friend of mine who I've known forever, he used to road manage the Chili Peppers way back in the day before anybody had died in the band. I mean, that's how long ago it was. And he basically was so good at doing, you know, what he did that when he had his road crew put together, he would know all the guitar techs and he would try to hire the same guys. Well, he worked for Inspiral Carpets for 1 year. They came over, one of the best bands back in the day, but these guys could not keep their proverbial beep together. And one of their road guitar techs, the guy who was on the road with him taking care of the guitars, he got to know on a real, you know, good basis and basically watched this guy go back to England, form a band with his brother, and then come back and dominate the rock and roll business because this kid, Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Noel Gallagher learned what not to do from going out on the road with a band that basically went out and basically drank their way across the country, did every drug that came across, you know. What's this? I don't care. They did it. And they're coming back again, believe it or not.
I mean, school is good and stuff, and you can learn about, I don't know what they're teaching now about the record business, about record contracts. I mean, everything's changing so fast, but it just seems like everything's just immediately out of date if you learn it. Really, you can only learn by doing. And you know what? I try to lead by example. I just don't have these interns like, here, do this, do this. It's like, I'm going to help you load the van.
Right.
Because this is how you do it. And this is...
Talking to some guy who was on the road with David Gray, and he was telling me that he also did guitar tech for Robert Plant's band. And Robert Plant, after Zeppelin, was helping load the van. And this guy's going... Like, the shock of meeting Robert Plant was weird enough as it was, but he goes, Robert Plant is helping me load the van. And he kept saying, why is he doing this? And then he realized, that's the whole thing. If you're in it, you're in it. You can't sit there and expect everybody else to do everything for you. But obviously, you know, maybe one of these kids, you know, Dino, Steve, whoever these kids are, will end up forming the next Oasis and call it something completely different. Interesting. Yeah. All right, so what have you picked here?
Can we go to track? Can we go to the next track?
We're going to go to 5. Okay. Yep. We're going to go to 5. And then jump back to 4?
No, we're going to go 5 and 6. We're moving 4. After 4. But can I tell you about this track?
Tell me why. First of all, what is it and why
this track is a West Indian Girl remix.
Okay.
By an artist called 9X, who's in L.A.
N-Y-N-E-X?
N-Y-N-E-X. Okay.
He has not gotten sued by the New York Stock Exchange?
He hasn't. But he's done this remix, he's become a really, really good friend of mine. His name is Josh, actually. And I'm actually playing in his band as something else that I do, which we're going to play a track after.
Okay, so the first track is his remix of something you did.
To Die in L.A., which came off Fourth and Wall, and then we released a Fourth on the Floor remix record early in January, which is I release a whole remix record after every West Indian Girl, like, official release.
Right.
So he was the lead track on that, and it's great what he did with this. So we became friends after this.
And then the next track is him with you actually playing that. Before I play this song, when you hand over tapes, hard drives, whatever it is to these remixers, do you just hand them over and say, go for it?
Yeah, the basic deal is like, because usually there's not much money exchanged. So it's more like, this is an exposure thing. It's great for you, great for us. It gets your name out there. You have creative control. Just do whatever you want with them. We already, you know, agonized over making this track. It's going to be nice to hear what someone else does without us involved. And we get back a lot of, you know, pleasant surprises. So that's what we do with remixes. Just take it and impress us. So, but the track after this, after To Die in L.A., it's called Starfields, and it's by Josh's band. It's called I Will Never Be the Same, and I think it's a fantastic, fantastic band.
All right, we'll go check it out right now. It's FM 94.9. The coup d'etat. Fran Ten from West Indian Girl has taken over the radio station. We'll be right back.
chance to run the show. It's the Coup d'etat. FM 94.9.
Waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Oh, won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile?
Radio stations FM 94.9, Fran 10 from the band West Indian Girl has taken over the radio station. First of all, young man.
Yes.
You must explain that one right there. Obviously, it is.
That song's awesome, isn't it? It's one of my favorite Hall & Oates songs. And
before they turned into that really bad MTV band.
Yeah, but how his voice is so incredible in that song. That band, when I was a little kid, my older sister, that's how I even know about Hall & Oates.
Where were you living in this
Jersey
era?
In
Jersey.
Yep.
So yeah. You're living in New Jersey. You're getting turned on to Bill Withers. No, it's not with Bill Withers.
That was way later in life. Actually.
Where was the what was the first band you played?
Classics Nouveau.
Yeah. That was New Jersey.
Yeah, that was New Jersey. Bill Withers was Michigan. Clash was New Jersey. Yeah.
And right there, Hall & Oates.
The Hall & Oates. You know what? I hated it. Like, I never liked it. It was only until way later that I just found that appreciation. For
the genius that is Daryl Hall.
Yeah, and his voice. Yeah, but can't forget the mustache. Oates' mustache.
Yeah, right? Well, you can forget that. He shaved it off finally. And he always looks weird without it.
I know. Huh? He needs that.
He needs that mustache to hold
that. I was thinking about going for him this Halloween, actually, when we...
Really?
Yeah. Actually, it was really
funny.
It would
probably take you 8 years to get enough.
When I was, I got to put some more work into that.
You'd have to glue on a couple of caterpillars. Those big black caterpillars. So why that song in particular? Why Sarah Smile?
You know what? It's the song that I've always gravitated to whenever I think of Hall & Oates. I mean, it's my favorite Hall & Oates song. And it literally because of his voice and how it sounds and how it's so smooth and how he just strings words, his lyrics together. They just almost never separate sometimes right. When he's singing. And that's pretty much why.
Cool.
And what did we play before that? Your
we played I Will Never Be the Same, Starfields.
Starfields is the name of your...
No. Starfields is the name of the song.
Oh, it's the name of the song.
And the band's called I Will Never Be the Same.
Okay, the band is called I Will Never Be the Same.
Yep.
Very confusing for a name of a band.
Yep. But you will remember this.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to, you know, it's hard enough saying it's hard enough saying bands on the radio like Echo and the Bunnymen. I mean,
true.
But at least it sounds like a band name. But
I Will Never Be the Same.
I Will Never Be the Same sounds like he's eventually going to come up with a name for his band.
Yeah, I think that might be. I think he settled on it though.
Really, you should have a word with him.
Have a word with him probably after I leave the show because I'm going to go meet him at a bar.
Okay, well, tell him from somebody who's been on the radio longer than he's been alive that that it's very hard to impress. I mean, put it this way.
I abbreviate it.
Here, grab that. James, can you grab that poster off the wall there for the 20th anniversary of the Casbah? There you go. Show that to Fran, and you tell me.
You need a lot of marquee space for this.
Well, yeah, see, the problem is, here, look at that. Now, let's go down this list right now and look at the bands you can say the name. Absolutely, yeah, there's certain bands you probably can't say the name of on the radio.
Slackers, yep.
Hold on one second. So Slackers, great name for a band.
Yep.
What else?
The Long and Short of It. That's pretty, that's giving that's, a, yeah, I but okay. the same around for the money right
yep,
there.
Okay, but The Long and Short of
Bob
It.
Bob Log 3.
Right? Yeah.
Lucy's Fur Coat.
Lucy's
right?
Fur Coat, which yep. has a double meaning to it. Lucifer's Goat or
Whoa,
Lucy's Fur Coat.
That's good.
See?
Nice.
Even though they'll deny that.
The Dragons.
Dragons, great name for a band.
Furious Four. The Album Leaf, right?
The Album, you know those guys, right?
Yeah, play with those guys. 3 Mile Pilot.
What a great name for a band. 3 Mile Pilot. It's like that's all he can do.
Penetrators. Yep. Goblin.
Goblin Cock.
I can't say that
You can
one.
Say Goblin Cock. Because
I can.
It's,
Goblin
because,
Cock. Yeah.
A cock is a male
right,
bird.
Blackheart Procession.
Black Art Procession, great
All
name
right,
for
All right, here
me.
It is. Okay. Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys. Okay, come on. I Will Never Be the Same.
Yeah, but Big Win. Sandy is Big Sandy, and the Fly Right Boys are his band. So Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys, it's like just to make sure you know that the Fly Right Boys will be there that night, because you don't want to see Big Sandy by
but
himself.
You know what, though? Josh probably loves the fact that I said I Will Never Be the Same about 10 times on the radio.
But right? I can still tell you right now, I Will Never Be the Same is going to be very difficult for him to get through the... Put it this way.
It's a long road to the top. Tough road.
It's a tough road to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Let me do a quick break. It's FM 94.9.
My name is Kevin. Last weekend I was at a barbecue. I reached into the cooler for a beer, but I didn't know if the beer was really cold. I didn't have insurance.
Are you insured? Do you know when your beer is perfectly cold and refreshing?
I don't ever want to have to worry about drinking a warm beer again.
Of course, there's no insurance policy for beer. But if you're drinking from the new Coors Light 12-ounce cold-activated can, you're covered. The mountains on the can turn blue when your beer is as cold as the Rockies.
A can that tells me when my beer's cold? I'm sold.
Just look for the blue mountains, now on all Coors Light cans.
Don't be caught without cold insurance, especially on a hot day at a barbecue.
Cold beer. That's our policy.
Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
Sunday, September 6th, it's the biggest race of the season, the $1 million Pacific Classic. Don't miss the best horses in the world running for $1 million Sunday, September 6th.
Imagine this is your desktop tower. And this is your laptop. Imagine this is your router. Think of this as your printer. And this would be your scanner. Your Wi-Fi card, digital camera, and MP3 player. This is what we do. Introducing AT&T Connect Tech, experts on demand. Fast, affordable tech support for you and your home. Whether it's in-home or remote, whether it's setup, service, or support, we have a head for this stuff. Visit any AT&T store for more information.
Residential customers only, not available in all areas. Hardware and software limitations apply. Terms and conditions apply. See att.com/connecttech for terms and conditions.
In the interest of Luxor Las Vegas' new tagline, get to the point, we now present a 60-second commercial in 30 seconds. Luxor Las Vegas is getting you straight to the action. Take off at LAX, our high-flying nightclub with first-class beats. Dine at Cat House, where sexy is always on the menu with tantalizing lingerie models. Experience the magic of Chris Angel Belie from Cirque du Soleil and play the games you crave in our stylish new casino. Book your getaway at 1-877-LUXOR44 or at Luxor.com. Okay, 28 seconds left. At this point, feel free to daydream, power nap, text your friends. Or if you've got 30 seconds of something genius, send it to us. Anything you want. Sing, yeah. Talk, yo. Whistle, play the banjo. Whatever. If we like it, we'll invite you to stay with us for free. To get us your 30 seconds of genius, go to Luxor.com/genius. Luxor Las Vegas. Get to the point. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited or restricted by law. Contest begins July 6, 2009 and September 28, 2009. Entry and price restrictions apply. For official rules, visit Luxor.com/genius.
Hey! Oh, hey! How's it going?
Good! Just camping with some friends.
Nice pack.
Got it at REI. They're a co-op.
Awesome. What's a co-op?
A member-based association whose primary focus is the maximization of outdoor activity instead of a quarterly bottom line. You get an annual refund.
Cool!
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Visit the REI Labor Day sale and end summer on a high note by saving up to 30% on select camping, cycling, and hiking gear. Offer ends September 7th. REI. Find out.
Visit REI in San Diego, Encinitas, and in Chula Vista at Otay Ranch Center. Or shop REI.com and save 30% on selected REI kids clothing.
It doesn't live in the city. It doesn't water your lawn. You won't find it in a fountain, a fire hydrant, a car wash, or a water balloon. You can't do a cannonball into it. But hidden beneath the earth, where the elements are just right, and minerals strike a unique balance, nature works in perfect harmony to create water crisp and refreshing enough to be called Arrowhead. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Born better.
Go to your nearest Lowe's Home Improvement store, where you'll find great values on half-liter, 24 packs of Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water.
AutoZone. These are the hottest days of summer and the harness on your engine. So don't skip an oil change.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Right now at AutoZone, get 5 single quarts or 1 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $15.99. See AutoZone for restrictions and details. Protect your engine through the summer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Join the Mazda Summer Drive-Off event during the grand reopening of Bob Baker Mazda's giant new facility. Test drive your new Mazda 3, 6, CX-9, or 7 at Bob Baker Mazda, Car Country, Carlsbad.
The radio station's FM 94.9. We're to play two songs, or Fran's going to play two songs, I should say, that you picked out to wrap up your thing. And then Tim Piles has taken over. He's going to do the FTP show from the Casbah tonight. It's free to get in. There's no cover charge at all. There's usually food. Tim, are you there? Can you hear me, Tim? Tim! Tim Piles! All right, he can't hear me. Usually he's standing around there waiting to talk on the radio. We're going to wrap up with these two songs for someone. Yeah. I want to thank you so much. You got to come down and do this again.
Look, I'll come down here.
And what I'll do is when I'm not doing my medical procedure the following day, I'll have you on for 2 hours.
All right, good. And I'll bring my computer.
Bring your laptop.
Yeah.
Your laptop.
Yeah.
Whose laptop is this, by the way?
This is Brandon's from New Orleans.
This is Brandon from New Orleans' laptop.
Yeah, and I just picked through it.
And we're going to download a bunch of porn on there in a minute, so it's going to be he's going to be all happy.
Surprise. Hey, thanks, man.
Here you go. We knew you liked this kind of porn, elephant porn. So the last two songs, we're going to do it'll be the coolest segue of the year. It'll be Soundgarden into Prince, which is going to be quite amazing. But tell me about why, first of all, Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Well, you know, at one point I thought, their first couple records were so awesome and so heavy.
Are you talking the Sub Pop era, Super Mega OK era?
Yeah.
Screaming Life?
Yeah,
The EP and their album.
The early
okay,
stuff.
Before,
all that stuff off.
So before far. This one came.
Yeah.
Okay, because this was the first A&M record.
This
is the major label one.
But then it got progressively, sort of like everything does.
Still good. There were some amazing, you know, bad.
Well, I guess I'm thinking Chris Cornell, though, too. I think the last thing I heard was the
poppy thing.
Yeah, and then I think it was a James Bond soundtrack thrown in there somewhere.
No, that was Jack White that did the James
Bond. No, there was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, there was. Okay, you didn't miss much.
I'll tell you this because he came by here and I asked him about it, but do you remember, you're probably not old enough to remember, do you remember when Roxy Music released Avalon?
That is one of my all-time favorite records.
Okay. Do you know that all the Roxy Music fans that loved Roxy Music before that was suddenly like, what did they do?
They were bummed that they released that record.
They turned into, because Chris Cornell's known for Soundgarden, and then all of a sudden he takes this completely, not only a left turn, but 180-degree turn, and releases an album, which basically, and this is his Avalon. The girls love it.
Right.
Brian Ferry was loved before by guys like you and me, and they were a great art rock band, and suddenly Avalon came out, and all the girls loved
it. The difference is I still loved, you know.
But did you love Roxy Music before that? Did you know about, Street Life? And
I liked them. I mean, it was more edgy. You know, Avalon was...
Avalon was
an album
to get laid to.
Yeah, it was, definitely. That's where I first heard it, actually, was a girl in bed.
She turned
me on to that record.
Okay, she turned you on to that record, but I can guarantee you, you weren't listening to Roxy Music before that, though, were you?
We were listening to it in the van. I was exposed to that from a lead singer in another band who was very into Roxy Music.
Okay.
So...
But had you listened to Roxy Music before that?
Yeah. I wasn't like a big Roxy Music fan. It was that Avalon, which that planted the hook.
That's the new Chris Cornell record, as much as dudes don't like it.
Well, you know what, though? Chris Cornell, one of the best voices, I think. One of the best rock voices ever. And that's how
I agree.
And that band was just awesome. I mean, Kim Thayil, great. Great.
The whole band, amazing.
So.
And rumor has it, of course, they're going to be back together before you know it.
That'd probably be smart. I mean, Pearl Jam.
They keep going. It's crazy.
Yep.
And before you know, then Nirvana's going to get back together. That's going to happen. Okay, so we're going to do Loud Love.
Yeah.
Or sorry, Hands All Over.
Hands All Over.
And then we're going to play some Prince. Yep. But you will come back and when is West Indian Girl coming back down to play?
Oh, okay. West Indian Girl. Right now, this is our last show for a few months because we are writing and trying to finish up all of our new material, and I think we're headlining the Belly Up sometime in November. I think November 20th or something like that.
Okay.
So that's the next time we'll be down.
What is the date on November 20th? You got a little iCal on that thing? Can you pop that thing up?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to know.
That's maybe a Saturday, a Thursday, Saturday.
Maybe it's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Well, you know, stick around a couple extra days. You can do another coup d'état.
Laptop. Listen, I just need a reason to come down here, okay? Someone to watch my dog, and then I can go. I gotta go to San Diego.
What kind of dog?
A boxer. Tony. Might as well get
Tony the boxer.
Might as well get some air.
You
might as well plug
dog?
Him. I plugged everyone
Tony?
Else.
Tony?
I rescued him, and that was his name. And then I tried changing it, but then I'm like, you know?
Wait.
Tony suits you. Okay. Tony is the band dog. He's on the cover of a record. He goes everywhere. I mean, this dog is a
band
magical.
Dog.
Yep.
All right. I'm down for that. Fran Ten from West Indie Girl, thank you very much.
Thanks so much,
it's
man.
It's a pleasure to
Appreciate
have you on the radio. We'll play these two songs and then go see the band when they come back in November, whatever date it will be. And Tony the dog might be there too.
Yeah, he will. He's there. He was on stage last time.
He was?
Yeah, not kidding.
All right, it's FM 94.9.